Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was dispatching him to Yemen, he instructed him thus, beware of indulging in the luxuries and fineries of life. As the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, refrain from such indulgence. As Abu Umama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, soon in my ummah, people will eat various types of foods and they will drink different types of drinks. And they will wear different colors and types of clothing and they will indulge in futile talk. These are the worst of my followers. It is repulsive for a person to be preoccupied with food and to spend his money in purchasing these. Similarly, to be a slave of clothing designs is also detestable. Such behavior is definitely not becoming of a ummati. Hazrat Abu Barza radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I fear that you, the ummah, will be misled by following the sinful desires of your stomachs and private parts, and that you will be deviated by the lusts of your carnal self. Hazrat Abu Barza radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I fear that you, the ummah, will be misled by following the sinful desires of your stomachs and private parts, and that you will be deviated by the lusts of your carnal self. As Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relays that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, eating everything that one desires is extravagance. Wealthy and opulent people have a tendency to eat whatever they desire when they desire it. Sometimes by merely hearing about something, they do not rest until they have acquired it. We are advised to restrain ourselves and not have everything that we desire. Hazrat Ibn Bujayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely hungry and having nothing to eat, he tied a stone to his belly and said, how many people are there who are lavish in eating and enjoying worldly amenities, but they will be naked and starving on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat Ibn Bujayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely hungry and having nothing to eat, he tied a stone to his belly and said, how many people are there who are lavish in eating and enjoying worldly amenities, but they will be naked and starving on the day of Qiyamah. As Abu Juhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that after eating thareed, he came in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and unintentionally began belching. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, do not belch near us. The person who fills his belly the most in this world will be the hungriest on the day of Qiyamah. After hearing this, Abu Juhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu never ate to his full for the rest of his life. If he had breakfast, he wouldn't have supper. And if he had supper, he wouldn't have breakfast. Note, this indeed is the acme of love and obedience that made him refrain from filling his belly for the rest of his life. In the same vein, it is the acme of piety, and even though it is permissible to eat to one's full, Abu Juhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu courageously abstained from it for the rest of his life. It is inappropriate for the person who fears a loss of energy which would interfere in the performance of his devotions to under it. May Allah give us understanding.